Welcome to an edition of Spotlight with Beyond Sermons, where we find Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. Today we are reviewing the movie called In His Image. It's a documentary that takes a closer look at the LGBTQ+ movement with a biblical lens. It addresses some of the tough questions such as, can you be gay and be a Christian? What if someone genuinely feels trapped in the wrong body? And did God make me this way? Is change even possible? This is a free movie that you can watch at inhisimage.movie. This movie was not rated on Rotten Tomatoes, so I decided to do a movie review. I've seen the documentary twice and I found it to be compassionate yet very real. The movie contains interviews, addresses cultural icons, shares some medical implications, and finally also biblical warnings. So, with the interviews, I noticed three different types of interviews. You had interviews with former transgender people. They talked about their detransitioning regrets. One by the name of Walt Heyer, H-E-Y-E-R. He started a website called sexchangeregret.org. It's well documented his lifelong struggle with dysphoria and how he came to know Christ and how that has healed him. Another type of interview is people who developed homosexual desires with molestation in their youth. And then also, too, there's one in particular. I found her story sort of fascinating. A daughter who had a dysphoric father, a father who desired to be a girl, a woman, and both birth personas, actually. But in any case, though, moving from interviews, there were also cultural icons. It talks about queer pastors and how you have churches that are becoming more gay affirming. It also talks about queer translations of the Bible. I did a little bit of research and came across what's called the Queen James Bible, where it updates verses that speaks out against homosexuality to be more affirming. Another cultural icon, feminism. This movie addresses feminism and its impact on the LGBTQ movement and how it interfaces with Christ-following churches. Next is Drag Queen Story Hour. This is where we have kids that assemble maybe at libraries or I don't know. And this is where a drag queen comes in and read, you know, gay-affirming children's stories to them and play with them and attempt to give a very positive image of transgenderism and cross-dressing to kids. Speaking of kids, this movie also talks about children claiming to be in the wrong body as well too, and the struggles. There was even a court case. That's another thing that was highlighted. A court case where you had two parents. One wanted to pursue a sex change operation of a 6-year-old child, and the father did not. And the court ruled in the favor of the sex change. Moving on to transgender athletes. This is where it talks about, especially in track and field, you have boys who go through sex change operations and then compete in women running events, for example. There's transgender athletes that are in MMA. You have transgender males that are fighting females in the ring and winning very decisively. And then also, too, role reversals in relationships. This one seems to have like a noble ring to it. You had a woman, I believe she was molested. And even though she didn't become homosexual immediately, she sought the favor of men by giving them sex. And because of that, she was consistently abused by men sexually. And in an effort to right it wrong, she pursued transgenderism so she could be the perfect boyfriend to some woman one day. So those are just some of the cultural impacts that are highlighted in this movie. And from there, they're not only cultural effects, they're also medical implications as well. I'll go over three real quickly. One is hormone therapy and the side effects of it, such as sterilization, Perhaps you deepened your voice and now you can't restore it. Mastectomies, not to mention if you cut off a genital, for example, a penis, and you detransition, there's no way you're going to get that penis back. So those are some of the struggles that are implied medically. Number two would be depression and suicidal tendencies. This is very prominent in the transgender community based on a number of different research outlets. I will leave that up to you as the listeners to do your research on that one. A number that seemed to ring a lot in my research was 41% suicidal rate. 1% is still too much, but 41% is astronomical. And I would love to say it's unacceptable, but unfortunately, there's a community that sees this as a viable option to their lives, and we should pray for them. And then finally, intersex birth defects or ambiguous genitals. This is when a baby is born with what seems to be a vagina or a penis, or there's just an indistinguishable aspect to their sexual origin upon birth. And this is used as a this is used as an example, as a pro case for transgenderism, as if God meant to design gender fluidity, and this is an example of it. The movie goes into greater details about that. And then finally, we have biblical warnings and perspectives. So we talked about the cultural icons, we talked about the medical implications. Well, what about the spiritual implications? So number one, this movie talks about the godly approach to treating the LGBTQ plus community, or individuals. And it goes into talking about the gentle nature of sharing the gospel with them, and God doesn't hate gays and stuff of that nature. That's not a reflection of the body of Christ in general, at least not from my perspective. But it does talk about the way to conduct yourselves when interacting with this particular community that is going through its own struggles, of course. And then number two, it talks about biblical gender identity and roles. So it's no surprise that the Bible is very male dominant. But yet there are many examples of prominent females in the Bible as well too. So this actually talks about how biblical gender identity and roles are still relevant in today's culture and how it is counterproductive to the LGBTQ movement. And then finally, number three, I haven't quoted any scriptures yet, but one scripture that it did quote, which seemed to have summarized a lot of this movie to me, is Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. And I can quote the King James Version for you. But before I do, I would say that when I watched this movie a second time, I looked at it from the lens of two sides. You have a Christ-following community, and then you also have an LGBTQ plus community, and how at points in time they are warring at each other, but then there are times where they try to merge one another. And that's where this scripture comes into play for me. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, and it says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, says the Lord, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" So that's a powerful scripture. There's a lot of falsehoods that are going on out there. There are a lot of different translations here. There are lots of opinions. There are a lot of different struggles. This movie, I believe, did its best to try and be empathetic, but yet true to God's word. And In summary, I would say In His Image is a critical and urgent message designed to equip the church to answer controversial questions about gender and sexual identity, but from a biblical perspective. I would say this is a feature-length documentary, about an hour and 45 minutes, and it presents much-needed truth with compassion and clarity. There are some powerful testimonies. There was some careful Bible teaching, but also to scientific evidence. I think that's something that is very important to highlight in this movie. They didn't shy away from the science that's out there. And there's science that promotes transgenderism, but this movie exposes a lot of the science that discourages transgenderism as well, too. So this wraps up another episode of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. Visit beyondsermons.com to subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Take care and God bless.